Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
Me, Si Hearn.
Me, and Andy Morrell.
Andy Morrell's there as well. The three amigos, we're here again for another episode. And today in the Business Profit Club, so we're always talking about business, profits, how to get the club feeling, feel like you're a member of something that's always helping grow your business, grow your profits. Well, we're talking the, you know, what everyone knows, everyone's seen them. You'll have a collection of them on your bedside table from when you got home from those networking events. You had pockets full of them, didn't you? You put them in a neat little stack and you think to yourself, I'm going to use these. They are, of course, the business card.
I'm just pleased you mentioned networking events.
All on poor bloody trees.
Yeah. So there we go. We're going to be talking about that today, and I'm now going to press record on the video as well because I forgot to do that, but we're here. So this episode, all talking about the business card.
Yeah.
You know, one of the staples. So all those printers out there who print business cards, you might be thinking, you know, nasty thoughts about us, but you've got to think to yourself, right, okay, for every, what some people see as a negative thing, because what we're going to be talking about is going to be mighty impressive. Yeah. All you printers out there, you need to think, where's my opportunity in this? Because this could be something that could, you know, revolutionize your printing business as well. So you need to think about it. But what is it? What is it? All right. Contactless. Who's got a contactless bank card?
Me.
Yeah. You got one, Andy?
Yep.
Yeah, putting your hand up don't work for a podcast.
No. It's just a video.
But yeah, I've got them as well. Whether you wanted it or not, you've now got the option. So banks do it. So what we are talking about here is a business card that works like a contactless credit card.
And how it takes all your money.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, of course it is. Brilliant. How many people want one? Yeah, everyone. No, it is a business card that electronically, it's a way of transferring things, and it's a very clever way, and it will transfer info about you, info about your business, a message, info about your services, your products. It could be a product delivery system. It's an automated way to send info, start a conversation, and gather contact details, information about potential customers. Sound good?
Sounds excellent.
Retargeting?
Yeah, all these things. So we'll talk in more detail about them. But essentially, it is a card with some magic in it that kicks off an electronic conversation, which is frictionless, which is simple, and which uses apps that 2/3 of people under the age of 50 love to use. And even those over the age of 50, it is pretty much borderline as to their preferred platform for conversations when you compare emails, phones, and messaging apps. Yeah. Messaging apps are pretty much taking over what goes on. Yeah. But right.
The open rate on an email, what's that?
30%.
If that.
Max.
If that. Yeah.
Usually around about, sort of averaging around 10% in it.
Yeah.
Goes in your spam folder, you never see it.
Exactly. So there's lots of things. So that's what it is. Think contactless card. And now we're going to kind of just go into the reason why do you even have a business card? So why would you have a business card?
Well,
you know, why do people have business cards?
Well, you want to get business. You want to build your network.
Yeah.
Build contacts, increase sales, which is what everyone's in business for.
Connect with people and potential customers or clients.
So it is, rather than stand there and write out on a piece of paper who you are, what your phone number is, your email, and things like that, is pre-printed, and you hand it over. Now, they've been doing this for hundreds of years in the same way. When you called in proper society, I'm sure you two do it as well now, when you call to someone's house, you know, and the footman or the butler opens the door, you would hand over your card to announce, so they could go and announce to the people of the household who is knocking at the door.
That happens to me on a daily basis.
There you go, you see? Yeah, I mean, you know, we live below the stairs, don't we, Si? So we don't experience these sort of things. But this is it. Right, the business card has essentially not changed for hundreds of years. And what we're saying is this new card that we're working on, prototype, developing, and going to tell you more about it, this could be the game changer.
Yeah.
It is going to be the game changer. It really is. But, right, you want to get business. You want to hand over details to people so that you don't have to write it out. And when you network and you say, oh, have you got your detail? Have you got a card?
No.
Fish in your pocket and you hand it over.
What if you haven't got one?
Well,
what happens if it's a bit scratchy bit of paper? Because if you give it and it's not the greatest condition, do you really want to give that and what represents your business?
Exactly. Well, what impression does that give?
Not good.
Let me just tear off a bit of this pad here or a post-it and I'll just put it on. Oh, I got a bit cramped there because I couldn't quite fit the email on. All right. What does it say about you? So that could be a problem. But if you do have a business card, what's the biggest problem with business cards?
They don't work.
What do you mean by they don't work?
They don't work for you.
They don't work for you?
No, not really.
All right. So why don't they work? Here's a question. If you gave out 100 business cards at networking events, how many people are going to get in contact with you?
You're putting it in the control of them. So they have control where you...
But how many? How many would you say?
10%. No. One or two, probably.
Yeah, maybe
none. One or two, maybe
none.
None, yeah.
I mean, you think of all the cards that you've got been given over the years. How many have you actually acted upon? And how many times have you kind of thought, do you know, I talked to someone last night and you're looking at a wadge of 30 cards. You go, I can't remember which one it was. But whatever it was, I can't think what they did. But it seemed really good. But I can't think what it was, who they were, and what I should do about it. So the problem is business cards don't work.
They're kind of expensive to print as well. The cost of the money for them.
Yeah, expensive to print. Or they're not expensive to print, but they look a bit...
shabby.
A bit naff.
Well, we've all done it.
Well, Vista print, yeah, guilty. Guilty. I've been there. I've got some. It kind of did the job, so I thought, because one of the things was I always thought in business, you had to have a business card. I don't know why, but it was kind of an unwritten rule that whenever you go somewhere, people always say, have you got a card? And you go, yeah, here you go. And they kind of pick it up, you know, between finger and thumb right in the corner and kind of peer at it as if to say,
well,
I know what sort of business you are.
Yeah.
You know, cheapskate and not very serious. Or you get the one that is passed to you on a small velvet cushion, which is kind of gold-edged and thick and solid, but unfortunately it has very stylized italic writing that you can't actually read.
Mm.
You know, so it doesn't matter which way it is. You spend a lot and people have an impression of you. You spend not a lot, people have an impression of you. But the bottom line is you don't use either of them.
Or you've had them printed and there's a mistake. That's a common one.
How many people out there have done that? Spelled the name wrong. Got the phone number wrong.
Yeah.
Phone number, email, Mr. Digit. Spelled their address wrong.
How many times have you been there and when someone says, you say, have you got a card? And they get it out and they go, oh, hang on a minute. And they get a biro.
scratch it out
and write across it the proper number.
Looks class.
The number's wrong. Yeah.
Looks class.
Well, Super professional.
Your impression is, why don't you just go get some more? And the answer is, well, maybe they don't see it as a priority because they know that the hit rate from business cards is terrible.
Yeah.
Right. So it could be that expensive to print. Here's a question for you. How many business cards, and I've seen some, does it have a picture of who the person is on it?
Very few. There's the odd couple you see that think, but it's rare. One in probably 100.
Yeah. And of those ones that do have a picture, how many of it is a fairly recent picture?
Yeah,
no. Another one or out of 100.
Or a catfish picture.
Photoshops.
I was going to say, Si, we're going into a whole different world here. You know, you'll have, that's another podcast, is it? But you can't. Sometimes you can't remember who they are. And I've been to networking events, and you know, the first three people you meet are all called Martin. Or and then there's two Susans, and you get the cards and you think, oh, I can't remember. can't remember which is which. Yeah. So it's hard to remember, associate the conversation, the person with who they are. All right, the details.
Yeah.
Some people write loads, some people write very little. Whatever it is, you've got to manually input that somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you need to, you know, do something which
an app
that has access to all your photos and all your other data, and you give it lots of information about yourself and what you do on your phone and all your contacts. You give over your contact list, so they are harvesting everything from it whilst you take an image, and it kind of takes the details and pops it in. So I know a lot of people don't like that because they don't like to give out the access to all their photos and data in their phone and their contact list. But you can do it, you can take that and it then puts it in, but it still doesn't capture the person.
And another thing, how many business cards try to be clever to look beautiful, but then when you look at it, you've got absolutely no idea what they're doing when you look at it again.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be world, aiming to be world class. At what? Archery? Tiddlywink? You know, what is it?
Yeah.
You know, it never ceases to amaze
me. Market leader.
Market leader. Fabulous.
Yeah, great.
In what?
Yeah.
So you miss the message. So the key thing is, it's a message, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the one of the things that I think is, you know, is crucial is when you give that business card across, it's a one-way event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've given it to them and you are dependent on them taking it and acting on it.
Mm.
And once you've left that networking meeting, you've potentially got no way of influencing them again to take action or seeing them again to keep a conversation going. You've got no way of doing it, especially if they don't have a business card and they haven't. And they say, I'll take your card and I'll get in touch.
There's no real engagement.
No.
Not at all.
And when they say, I'll get in touch, what they really mean is,
thanks for your card.
Oh, are they serving the coffee now? You know, and they're off. So it's weird in terms of you're hoping that that's an exchange, but you know that it's very difficult for people to kick off the conversation because they're embarrassed that they can't remember what you look like, what you did, or how you could possibly help. So all that's lost in that meeting from the networking. So it can be slow to get the info off it. The key thing is you forget the problem that they might solve. And it might be, if you think about your network, and we were talking on a previous episode about one of the guys here in the co-working space. He's out there. He's been busy finding out what everyone does. And when he's talking to a client, he kind of raises what other people do to that client because potentially he can say, oh, I know someone who does that. Now, if you can't remember what problem it is that they solve, then, hello, it's disappeared, is that? But if you can't remember what problem it is that you solve, you're very unlikely to start the conversation again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Embarrassment.
Yeah.
Hi, Stuart. Sorry, mate. Wrong Stuart. It doesn't happen. Yeah. It doesn't happen, does it? So what do? You avoid starting the conversation full stop.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what do you do with that business card?
It goes in a big rectangle. Well, it depends what shape you've got. Yeah, I was going to really. The trash can.
It gets filed in the B1N. Without a doubt, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've got loads. I've got a stack of them. And I tried to write on what they did. And I didn't understand what I'd written myself. So I'm looking at it and we'll all have done it. You pick up the card and you go, I think this was important. I think they could really help here. You know, I think I should get in touch with this person. But for the life of me, I can't remember why. So,
it's too late and it's wasted. Just a waste of time.
So, the question is, does that render networking pointless?
That form of it is...
It makes it harder, doesn't it? It makes it less effective. It makes it less efficient. It means that you have to work harder. You've got to create some sort of impression. You've got to do something to stand out from the crowd. You've got to do something that grabs people's attention. And it can either be you've got the most amazing widget or that sounds wrong.
Thanks.
That's your sort of networking, isn't it? But you've got to. Please. God, that aircon don't work. You've got to work out how are you going to stand out, because you've got to do something that creates such an impression that makes people want to carry on the conversation. But that's hard because people are networking for various reasons. They're trying to get around a room. They're trying to gather stuff. If you can't give it in 10 seconds that is memorable, then you lose on that. So I think people's pitches about what they do are often terrible.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, you've won awards. Oh, yeah, you do that. So what? Nobody's answering with the, so what that means for you is,
yeah,
you know, it can transform your business. Nobody's doing that. So you're not remembered. Your business card gets binned. You do it to other people. They do it to you. How the hell do we increase participation in that sort of exchange of data?
I think you need to put value on your business card, which I think is huge. If you are giving out your business card willy-nilly,
yeah, at least have that return on investment.
Exactly. If I'm giving you a business card, that's it. But if I say, here's my business card, you know,
give me scan it. Let go.
You know, this is our special business card. But if you know you've got this card, do the magic.
Yeah, this is it.
So you keep hold of it, so it's like you have a valuable asset.
Yeah,
if you're giving it away,
have you ever been somewhere where you go and somebody's been out and put one on every chair?
Yeah, I mean no.
Leave a stack. I've got a stack of business cards at the front. Yeah, brilliant. Round of applause for the stack of business card man.
It makes someone's value, doesn't it?
The business card doesn't convey the message about you, your business, what you do, how you can help them, how you can transform their business, how you can improve it, how you can solve a problem. It's all lost. And unless you can convey that in an engaging sort of 20 seconds at the networking event, you've missed the opportunity. So I just think networking events are brilliant, but people miss the opportunity. So that's why this card you're talking about, this is different. And I'm holding it up. It's 3D printed. 3D printed.
And we must add, it's made in Yorkshire.
Made in Yorkshire with love. Isn't that?
Yeah.
And some clever materials. But this is the difference. Now, why is this a game changer? Because as you were saying, you bring this out and immediately people look at it and they think, what's that? You know, oh, it's my business card. Hey? And you say, oh, no, you can't have it. Can you? Mm-hmm. Like you were doing with me. You can't have it. I'm not even going to let you hold it.
That gives so much more value to that. It's like when you go to a kid, you can't have your sweet. And you put it away. They want it more and more and more.
Yeah.
But
show me. Let me have it. Can I hold it? No.
Oh, well, can I? And then you'd go, right, ping. And then you go, wonder what it is.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, it's a pattern interrupt, isn't it? It's a disruptor.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, have you got a card? Yeah, here you go. And they look at, what's that? It's some business card. So let's have a look. No. Get your phone out. No, I know you've got a phone because everyone comes with a phone. People. I was going to say, I have felt worse when I've left the kids at home by mistake. You know, that I'd take that compared to leaving my phone at home. You know, I've gone out and I've realized I've left the phone at home and I've been in a taxi, and it would be kind of the feeling you have is my evening out is ruined. You know, what do I do? So we know people turn up with phones, right? People turn up with phones, leaving kids on buses. You're less bothered about that than leaving your phone at home. So everyone's got a phone now. The more recent technology is doing this in a more automated way. But even those of us with steam-powered phones, smartphones, we can make this work. And what does it do? Well, first of all, Let's talk about those of you that have got business cards. And that's pretty much everyone. Okay. You've got one.
So.
And now Andy's just getting up to leave because he's checking on another one that's coming off the 3D printer.
Yes.
So he'll be back in a second. But you've got a business card, right? You've got a business card. This is great. You go networking, you go to events, you know the power of networking. You remember the phrase, the mantra, your network is your net worth. Brilliant. You can talk, your company holds events, all these sort of things. We're talking about, do you stand out? And we're talking about, is your message there? Is your personality there? Are people going to take action? That's the crucial
thing. That's the question you've got to ask yourself. You've got to ask yourself, with the business cards that you've had, if you've got one, how many people have actually taken action?
Yeah. Work it back. Work it back. When you do networking events, how many of those people do you actually keep in contact with? When in reality, how many would benefit your business? Or you could help benefit their business, because if you could remember that information or get more information, more details, how big a network could you build up? Well, I'm telling you, it could be exponentially more than you're getting at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do that? Well, one of the things that you're wanting to do is you're wanting to get rid of the bypass the problem of it being you. When you give your business card away, you give all the power to them.
Yeah.
Don't you? So they are then totally in control as to whether they will contact you or not.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The magic card that we have 3D printed here in Yorkshire is one that, so, Si, you're at the networking. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, my name's Nigel. How are you? So, and conversation goes on. So
I'll be the normal person.
All right. I'm the abnormal one.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So we've got an exchange.
Yeah. So we've had a chat. Oh, that's interesting.
You said to me.
Yeah. Do you have a card?
Yeah, I have a card. There you go.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I see Vista Print are doing a sale at the moment. Okay. That's right. Yeah,
do you have a card?
Yeah, I do. Here
you go. Thank you. Cheers.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Careful. Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. 3D printed.
Cool. That's nice. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Now, I don't give this away, but do you want to get your phone out?
Yeah. Phone out. Yeah.
Phone. So out. He gets his phone out. Here we go. We've got another one just hot off the press.
Oh, that looks nice.
Which looks awesome.
Actually. I like that. That is class.
Yeah, another this one is two colour. We'll show it on the screen. So here you go. These are the cards. So if you're listening to the podcast.
Can you imagine your logo on these cards?
You need to look at this. So how about that? They are looking good. Anyway. So, Simon, you can't have this card.
You're swapping your card mid-conversation.
Yeah, you can't you can't have this card because this is a very special card.
Okay.
And this is something that if you want my details, you got your phone?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, if you've got a phone that can detect NFC, so a bit like a contactless card.
Yeah.
Use contactless card. All right, great, okay. You want to just hold your phone up near to this.
Oh, right.
There you go. So what does the message say on that?
It says, welcome, Simon. How's it know my name?
There you go.
Great to meet you. Now we've got each other's details.
Perfect. And how's it done that? What's it delivered it in?
It's delivered it in Facebook Messenger, in a chat bot.
So it's opened a conversation.
Yeah.
It started a conversation, an automated conversation, that then, if we had more time, then as you go through it.
Hi guys, just thought you know, B Club is shutting at 7 o'clock today.
7 o'clock, we've got to be out by seven, folks. Thank you very much. There we are, interrupted by a public service announcement. But, you know, in here, so the conversation goes. So anyone that's been on a Facebook Messenger, imagine it's like texting.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Simple terms. It's like texting. So the conversation started and you kind of go, oh, wow, that's good. Great to meet you. You've probably forgotten already what I look like. So you can automatically send a picture of yourself.
Well, actually, in that one, there's a program that in, I think it's about 2 hours' time, it will come back with a video of you saying, "Hi, great to meet you today. Be great to connect." How powerful is that?
Absolutely. And they've got your details already. So within that app, they could call you. They can send you a message.
You can speak to each other. It's not just one-way communication. It's a two-way system.
Exactly. The power of this card is it has implanted your details into their phone and has started a conversation which links back to you, which you can then cultivate that conversation and share what you probably didn't have time to share, the networking. So it was great to, you know, you can add things in. So it was great to hear about your, you know, your business and, yeah, and how you can do it. I can't remember if I managed to say, but here's some info. Here's a link to something here. But here's a really interesting article that I saw that I think might be interesting about the power of video. And you start a conversation and they go, "Oh, that's really useful. That's a good article. That's helpful." And you can start this conversation going, and it's automated. It goes in. You can jump in at any time. You can add things to it.
Easy to update.
Easy to update. But what, in these messaging apps, what can you do? What can you send people?
You can sell them. You can send them, not sell them personally, but you can sell them products.
You might not get much
for them. You can deliver PDFs. So say, for example, you've had a big meeting.
Yep.
You're the
presenter.
You're the presenter at the front.
Yes, presenter.
And you just say, "Listen, before you go, we've got handouts for you at the front,
but we've only got one handout.
But if you can just come and click, tick on that, when they get home, it sent them the PDF or the PowerPoint presentation with articles that will help them as they're going along, drip feeding them.
There you go.
Powerful.
So you can send out the presentation slides, you can send out PDFs, you can send out articles, you could send them a link to something they might find useful.
Book a webinar.
They could, send them into, you know, something where they could learn more about you. You could send videos, so you could record a little video, so individual. You know, "Derek, great to meet you tonight. Janet, fantastic. Really loved what you're saying about your business. I think, you know, it'd be great to keep in touch. By the way, I know your business might be looking at this. I saw this article in the news. I don't know if you're aware of it," or something like that.
Yeah.
Keep the conversation going. What did they say about building a sort of a network or doing business with people? How many touch points?
Between seven and 12, isn't it?
It certainly isn't one, or it's unlikely to be one. It's going to be more. So when you hand out your business card, the business card that nobody does anything with and they've been it, you've got to meet them six more times, potentially at networking events, giving the card another six times before maybe they kind of go, "You're that person that keeps giving me those bloody business cards." You know, so, all right, I'll finally connect with you. This could do it in a much quicker way. And in that conversation, you can send out great content. You can send them to your blog and some articles that might be good. You could send them to something relevant to their industry, to their business. You could also say, "I know you were trying to connect with someone. I know someone that does something like that. Do you want me to put you, you know, send you his details? Her details. She does this. They do that. This business does that." You know, you can get the conversation going. How powerful is that? Because that, from one tap of this magic business card, has started that ball rolling. It's awesome.
And as well, it could populate your... So, you know, when we were talking about having to put details in from business cards and that, the details can be populated into a CRM.
Yeah.
If you use a CRM.
There you go. And you could also potentially add in there where you got those contact details from.
Yeah.
So in your CRM, you can say "met at this event on this date," and it keeps the kind of the knowledge going. And now, normally, that to get that level of information, it takes quite a long conversation. It takes quite a lot of inputting. It takes quite a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And the reason that it doesn't happen is people can't be bothered doing it. With one tap of this card, it could do it. But there's other things it could do. Imagine if you were at an event and you had a stand at the event. I haven't been to one for a while, but it's not that long ago. And when you went up, you had to hand write your details. So they were trying to get your info and they were asking you to hand write on a piece of paper your name, phone number, and email. Well, the people that were above me, I couldn't read any of them.
No.
And when it came to an email and people were doing it in joined up writing and it didn't seem to make sense, I'm thinking, what a waste.
What is the point people have events for? Build
customers,
audiences,
build their business
connections. What's the point then in having that? I was thinking that we just need to check the old time.
we'll have to find out. So there we go. We've got a gap in the.
Excited there.
Yeah, we got a bit excited. We've got a gap, but we'll add the audio in through the other bit to plug the gap. But we're back. We're back. Why do you have an event? Why do you attend an event? Why do you get a stall, a stand, a display?
Spend all that money.
Huge amounts of money.
You want to capture data. You want the right data.
You want customer details. Yeah. You want to grow your database.
How about when you saw these people on your stand that have connected with our technology, that you can see their faces, you can see their details, so that you can retarget those people.
Yeah,
they've given you consent, GDPR, got to make sure that's done, but the GDPR has been fulfilled.
Yeah, because in Messenger, you're asking a question, and if they respond, then that is explicit consent given for that particular piece of marketing. But imagine if they came up to your booth. And the normal thing is a toffee and a biro, isn't it, to try and get people to do it and hope that they read what's on the biro and maybe get in touch with you. What if you had an offer which might be, a whole load of info about the company that you can just simply transfer electronically through a messaging app? What about if you offered a discount if they connect with you by tapping the card on your desk with their phone? What about if they offer you a prize or a giveaway? What about if you offer a 20-minute consultant call? What about if you gave a review of their website or their Facebook ad strategy? What about if you did this, that, the other? You could do a million and one things, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So if you offered a discount or a prize or something, a giveaway, and said, right, all we wanted you to do is just tap on here, say that you're happy to connect with us. Would you like to enter the prize draw? We'll keep you posted about what we do as marketing, our services, how we can potentially help you. But you'll be entered into the draw. Imagine at that event, if you said the draw will be made at 4 o'clock today. And people have sat there because they're listening to one of the speakers. And at 4 o'clock, 500 people have registered with you. So they're connected with you now on Messenger, and you send through a little video or a little announcement saying we're about to do the prize draw, and 500 people in that audience suddenly get notified on their phone, and 200 or 300 people of them surreptitiously lift up their phone and look at it and go like this, and all of a sudden, in a lull of the talk, one person goes, "Yes!" Oops. Because you've just suddenly engaged hundreds of people and they've all looked at it. Imagine if you turn an email out. How many would have engaged with it at 4 o'clock at that point? No, they wouldn't. But if at 3 o'clock you send a message saying, don't forget the draw's in an hour. At 3:30, don't forget the draw's in 30 minutes. At 4:10, we're going to do the draw in 10 minutes. Keep your phone handy. You know, the engagement on that. People open it.
The open rate's 90% plus. I mean,
Something like that, when you did it on a recent one, what did you get?
99.2%
open rate. Right, now that's a business card. 99.2% of people using this business card respond to a message. How powerful a business card could that be? But that's not all this business card does, because you could have this, you know, for your sales force, brilliant. You could have it for something like that, engaging at events, brilliant. You could have it if you are a hotel or a restaurant or something like that, where you're service-based and people are checking in. What about if you could tap on it and it would give you the Wi-Fi code and automatically log you into the Wi-Fi? We've done it. We've tested it. It works. It's just, how cool is
mental.
That?
You, if you're you don't a restaurant need, or a if, bar,
yeah.
We're sending promotions this week, monthly. Once it's out there as an item of your branding, 3D printed logo thing, you can print. We can program that and then we can turn that into any connection, marketing.
Any marketing. So if you've connected at a hotel and you're wanting, you've got some availability for rooms, and you send a message out, don't know if you're in the area, but just to say that we've got 25% off a room tonight. So if you were going by and you want to stop over, things have run over, you've got a meeting in the morning, come stop, restaurant, quiet, it's Tuesday, 50% off.
There's also a location thing that you can use in the messenger that basically will target the people in the area.
There you go. So it doesn't have to message hotels. People that are 300 miles away.
No.
It would target people who are potentially an awful lot closer to the business. So all of this power is captured in what used to be the age-old calling card, business card, where people would wait in the drawing room for it to be presented on a silver platter as to whether you should entertain that person in your house. Now, the business, the bane of people's lives, which is what to put on their business card, forget it.
It's going to change their lives. I thought I had to get that one in.
Yeah.
The bane of their lives is going to change their lives.
Change their lives, but you'd no longer have the problem as to what to put on my business card, how to do the logo.
No spelling mistakes.
It doesn't matter if you change your email. Doesn't matter if you change your phone number. Doesn't matter if you change your website. Doesn't matter if you change your business message. You can have that updated instantly. If you want a funky message, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, you know, Happy Seasonal Birthday, ones. Whatever it might be, you can have that constantly up to date, fully functioning, linked to your latest blog article, your latest company info, your latest marketing giveaway, your latest promotion, your latest competition. Oh my goodness, guys. I could go on and on and on about this. This is a game changer. This is a game changer, and you can have these all over the place. You can have it up on your wall in your business. You can have it in your restaurant. You can have it there, or you can carry it as a businessman out there, businesswoman out there, networking. You can just give it, and what a conversation starter. If you're at a networking event, do you think you'll be known as that person over there? Do you see that lady over there? You need to go see a business card. It is amazing. And it'll blow your brain, 3D printed. But never mind that. She did it on my phone, and it's come through, and I've got all the details, and it's here. I started a conversation. She's already sent me something, and she's already put me in touch with someone that I think I can do business with. That is the power of instant business card networking. Boom.
Boom.
How about that?
MasterCard.
Hey, guys, you know, ladies, gentlemen, out there.
It is the bane of your life.
The business
change
card.
Your life.
Yeah, the business card is dead. Long live the business card.
Yeah.
And it is, we're going to be putting this out there. It is revolutionary. It's a game changer. This could be something that could add to your bottom line a huge amount.
Yeah.
You know, it will.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of tech behind it, and there's a lot of clever tricks in
yeah.
building the supporting info flow and the chatbot behind it. But that's why we're here,
yeah.
to help you do it. So if you're wanting to know more about this, then you honestly get in touch with us. What have we got? Are we using Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob, B-O-B, at businessprofitclub.co.uk. Drop us an email or
message on Facebook.
Yeah, go to the Facebook page. You'll see some of Andy's wizardry. You'll see some of our services that are there on there. But connect with us, send us a message, and we can send you, you know, info about this. And be one of the first. Be stand out from the crowd. Have a unique selling point, a unique proposition, a unique thing about you. Networking, I tell you what, you will be excited to go networking, because you will just love the reaction of people.
Don't be the blockbuster of the business world.
There you go. And stick with your card.
Yeah.
Business card. You need one of these 3D printed cards.
Use the Netflix of the future.
There you go. What more can we say? Well, a lot, but
yeah.
We won't. Okay. Anyway, folks, there you go.
Right.
So this episode was all about the revolution in the business card that's coming your way. courtesy of the Business Profit Club. So for the time being, this is me, Nigel T. Best.
Me, Si Hearn.
And Andy Morrow.
Saying we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.